In this lesson, we are focusing on documentation, boundaries, confidentiality, and role clarity. These may not sound exciting at first, but in real wedding ministry, they are deeply practical. They help protect the bride and groom. They help protect the officiant. They help the ministry remain trustworthy. A wedding officiant practice needs more than a willing heart. It needs clear habits. Documentation begins with simple, useful records. You do not need to create a complicated system. But you should have a consistent way to track the couple's names, contact information, wedding date, wedding location, ceremony time, rehearsal time, license responsibilities, ceremony preferences, premarital meeting notes, and follow-up plans. Good documentation helps you remember what was agreed upon. For example, did the bride and groom request scripture in the ceremony? Did they ask for a prayer? Did they want communion included? Did they have family sensitivities? Did they discuss blended family concerns? Did you remind them to verify the marriage license requirements? Write down what matters. But documentation must be handled wisely. Do not record private details carelessly. Do not keep sensitive information where others can easily access it. Do not share personal matters from the couple's story in sermons, social media posts, or casual conversations. Confidentiality matters. At the same time, wedding officiantidentiality is not the same as absolute secrecy. If someone reveals abuse, threats, child safety concerns, coercion, self-harm risk, or other serious danger, the officiant may need to refer, report, or seek proper help according to the situation and local requirements. This is why boundaries matter. A wedding officiant is not a licensed therapist unless separately trained and credentialed as one. A wedding officiant is not an attorney. A wedding officiant is not a mediator in complex legal conflict. A wedding officiant is not a crisis specialist. The officiant may offer pastoral guidance, prayer, biblical encouragement, premarital conversation, ceremony preparation, and referral-aware care. But the officiant must not pretend to carry roles they do not have. Role clarity is an act of love. For example, a bride may say, "My fiancé and I are fighting constantly, and I think he may have an addiction." A faithful officiant should not ignore that. But the officiant should also not say, "I can fix this in one meeting." A wiser response would be, "I am glad you told me. This sounds important enough that we should slow down and involve additional pastoral or professional support before moving forward." That is not failure. That is wisdom. A common mistake in wedding ministry is over-promising. An officiant wants to help, so the officiant becomes counselor, planner, family mediator, legal interpreter, emotional rescuer, and ceremony leader all at once. That usually leads to confusion and exhaustion. Healthy ministry has limits. Boundaries also apply to communication. Decide how couples should contact you. Decide how quickly you normally respond. Avoid emotionally intense, late-night private messaging unless there is a true emergency. When appropriate, keep communication with both bride and groom included, especially regarding ceremony decisions. Documentation, boundaries, confidentiality, and role clarity are not cold or bureaucratic. They are part of whole person care. The bride and groom are embodied souls with real histories, hopes, pressures, families, and fears. Clear structure helps them feel safe. As you build your wedding officiant practice, ask, "What will I record? What will I keep private? When will I refer? What is my role? What is not my role?" A faithful officiant knows when to serve, when to slow down, and when to refer.